Well, that's not what it says. It says perhaps God will do that. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts. Now, let's think about this. What if that person had gone to the point that they had sinned to where the death sentence had been assigned to that person by God? What if that had happened? What if they'd already committed to sin unto death and God served the death sentence on that person? What if they've gone that far? In other words, let me give you an example, a true example. A man, of course, I've told some of you all this story before, a man that had been a youth leader in a church, Sunday school teacher, had served God for years, and he happened to be a good friend of mine. And this guy got married for the third time in his life, and the woman he married, she had never been married, but when they got married, she said she's a Christian, but she didn't want to go to church. Now, do y'all know that you've heard a lot of people say, how many times have you heard people say, you know, you don't have to go to church to serve God? You know, God understands. I can stay home and watch television. I can watch TBN until the Cowboys come on, and then I can flip it over on the Cowboys and the Saints and whatever. And I can watch 3 football games this afternoon. I don't have to go to church. I'm okay. But that ain't what the Word says. The Word says to forsake not the gathering of yourselves together on a regular basis, as a manner of some are. Now, the Word tells you to do that. But this man had listened to this wife of his and stopped going to church. Well, after 10 years now, he's out of church. They've been to church half a dozen times in 10 years. All of a sudden, the man comes down in his 50s with brain tumors. Brain tumors. And they finally send him down to San Antonio, open the top of his head up, and he's got all these huge tumors in his brain. And the doctor made the statement, if God does not intervene in this case, this man is going to die. Well, see, what that man didn't understand, God had already intervened. That's why he had the brain tumors, because this man had got out of touch with God, and he was not serving the king. And in this case, I prayed for that man. I went down there when he came back. I spent all day in his room in that care center where he was. I prayed over him. I quoted every scripture I knew. I anointed him with oil. I done everything I knew to do for that man. And I thought he was going to get healed. I just knew he was going to get healed. But that was on Monday. And on Thursday, he died. We went back down. I couldn't believe he died. After all that time, I went down there. I did everything God told me to do. And I went back down there on Sunday to his funeral. And on the way home from that funeral, I said, God, I got to know what I did wrong. I got to know what happened here. And I stayed on God's doorstep for nearly 3 hours when he finally said, son, the problem was not yours. You didn't do anything wrong. But he said, the answer to your question is in John 15:2. So I didn't know what John 15:2 said at the time. But I went back to John 15:2, and when I looked at John 15:2, this is what it said. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. He is the vine, and you and I are the branches. This man had been a producer of fruit for the kingdom of God until he was about 45 years old, 43, 44, somewhere along in there. And then he met this woman. And he married her. And she didn't want to go to church, so they quit. So he stopped producing fruit for the kingdom. I now know he forsook all of the gifts that he had got when he turned his back on God. He didn't get not one single reward when he went home. Not one. God cut him off. Whenever I made that, I said, Lord, I said, it wasn't his fault. It was the woman. She's the one that got him out of church. And the Lord said, I didn't put the woman in charge of the home. I put the man in charge of the home. He's clearly the spiritual leader. And I don't hold the woman responsible, but I do hold the man. And he said, he disobeyed me. He stopped producing fruit. So he said, I cut him off. In other words, I killed him. And the Scripture says that very thing, doesn't it? You want to live a long, good, healthy life? You better produce some kind of fruit for the kingdom of God. I mean, It's a good thing God's merciful. He gave him 10 years. That man, 10 years to go back to producing fruit. And he never would listen. There's no telling how many people God probably sent by. I can just see some of his buddies, you know, that knew him. He'd go by and they knew he was in church all the time. Say, hey, his name wasn't Keith. But this, since this boy's name is Keith, I said, hey, Keith, you're out of church, son. Let's go back to church. Come to church with me Sunday. My wife don't want to go. I got other things to do. I can't go. No telling how many times somebody did that, is there? But I can guarantee you God sent somebody a lot of times, and he wouldn't hear. And so after 10 years, God cut him off. Who's in control of the universe? God. He knows what he does. He does things we don't understand. He done a lot of them in my life I don't understand. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me, why did your wife and daughter have to die 6 years ago? I ain't fully sure. I don't understand all that. All I know is it happened. Why did my little sister have to die when she was 21? You talk about a good Christian girl? That girl? I mean, when she died, she got killed. I went to God. Of course, I'd never heard his audible voice at that time. I said, Lord, if anybody should have died, it should have been me. I said, Lord, I was the wild kid. You know, I was the one that ripped up and down these highways, breaking the laws and everything. My sister, she was a lovely little lady. She led people to Jesus. She went to Sunday school. She never done nothing wrong, far as I know, never. She was a clean, chaste virgin when she got married and everything. I said, Lord, she didn't do nothing wrong. Why did she have to die? He never did tell me. Never did tell me. I don't know. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to God. You know, he don't have to tell you everything. He's the king, isn't he? He's the king. So what do we got to do? Trust him. Get in his word. Learn about him. Worship him. Praise him. Give him glory and praise. Because we know that all of us, I mean, the glory, just like James and I and his brother were talking about a while ago, I mean, at least we know Brietta was sanctified by the life of Lori and James. They're Christians. They washed in the blood. So we know where that little girl's at today. We don't understand why she ain't here. But we know she's in heaven with the Lord. And if there is a blessing, when Paul says, this is those, you know, we have this wonderful hope. But those that don't know Jesus don't have this hope. They have no hope. Now, I want you to think about this. Somebody said, all children go to heaven. I don't believe that. I believe what the Scripture says, children are sanctified by the blood of their parents. If James and Lori had both been wicked sinners and not served God when that little girl died, I believe she would have went straight to hell. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Well, okay. You know, you can believe anything you want to, and I may be wrong, and I hope I am. But all I got to say is, I mean, what I just quoted, I guarantee I ain't going to make a statement like that without backing it up with what's written. Yeah, that's exactly what God said. The children are sanctified by the parents. So, since they both know Jesus, the little child gets to go to heaven. What if their parents had not been born-again believers? Then I don't believe it would have went to heaven because it would not have been sanctified by that unholy union between a man and a woman that don't know Jesus. And I don't believe that child went to heaven. Now, somebody might argue that. I don't know. But like I say, I only know what the Scripture says. But let me tell you, I ain't taking no chances. I want to walk in obedience to the Word. Don't you? I ain't taking no chances. I mean, good grief. I mean, if right here on this side there was a little 3-foot aisleway like this right here for me to walk on, and on both sides of that thing was, in fact, I'm going to tell you, I see some of those guys walking on those 1-foot wide beams hundreds of feet above the ground that are only 8 or 10 inches wide. You being a construction manager, you know what I'm talking about. They're supposed to have a safety line on, but some of them don't always have. But let me tell you what. I got up on top of one of these big buildings down here in Dallas here a while back, one of the tallest buildings in Dallas, one of the entrance buildings. I went up on the top floor, and it's got a rail this high that's solid as a rock. And I feel okay at 30,000 feet in an airplane. That ain't a problem, Keith. But I could not walk up to the side of that building and put my hands on that and lean over and look over. I didn't feel comfortable. I ain't going there. Have any of y'all ever had those kind of sensations like I have? Hey, I don't feel comfortable. So if I'm up here and there is a walkway all that's 3 foot wide and it's 500 foot deep on this side and 500 on this side, if I don't have to walk across that thing, I ain't going at all. I ain't going. Now, if they put a great big 4 or 5 foot fence on each side, now if they build one 8 foot tall, it's solid where I can't see nothing on the outside, I'm okay with it. Because you don't know what's out there. But if you can see over, especially if there's no rail, any of you have been up some of the mountains in Pikes Peak, when you look off the side and as far down as you can see, and ain't even a side rail over there? Man, I drove a little further over on the other side of the road. Because if you make a mistake, what happens? You pull off the side, it's over. You know? So don't, what I'm trying to say is don't take any chances in life. You know, do what Timothy told us, Paul told Timothy. Don't get into quarrels and strife with your loved ones. Walk holy before Him. Don't get into those things, because if you do, it opens a door to the devil to your house and he'll take you captive at his will. Is that what the Scripture said? So what do we need to do? Walk in what?
Love.
Love. That's it. That's the secret word. Walk in love. The devil has nothing in us and he can't touch us. And then we can walk where God wants us to walk. And then we ask for that wisdom and man, he'll pour that stuff out. And there ain't nothing impossible with us, is there? Father, I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for this Proverbs chapter 8. I thank you for the whole Word of God. Lord, it's an awesome book. I thank you for this magnificent spirit of wisdom and judgment that you put together. And they're ours. And all of the treasures of the universe are hidden in Christ, according to Colossians 2, and He's in us. Thank you, Lord, that everything's there. We ask for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, how to walk with you and to serve you and to know you better through your word. Help us this week to get, and every week, Lord, to get in your word and read and study this book and believe that this is the owner's manual for life that is written for us from the Creator to the created beings. We're your people and you wrote this book for us. Help us to believe it. Help us to look at it. Help us to meditate on it. Not read it fast, but read it slow and let your Holy Spirit touch our hearts with these wonderful promises. Thank you, Father, for your word. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.